Let me show you what Israel is. This is Israel. Say this is Israel. Mm-hmm. This is Jordan. Mm-hmm. Big. This is what is other country?
Egypt.
Forget about Egypt.
Saudi Arabia.
And the other one is, what this guy? There's another one. Cyprus. What's that?
Cyprus. That's Greece. No.
No, what is his name?
Lebanon.
And this is Israel. Down in here.
It's surrounded.
All these countries, big countries, got all this land around them, and they talk about blowing people up. You know why? Because we have given them every weapon they can get their hands on, an atomic bomb, to protect them. And they said in there, that little strip of land, talking about, we ain't giving up the land. They see, they done moved out a little further, because they took a little piece from him, They took 3 pieces of land, and then I don't give it back. You know what they said? They don't get a land back because that's their borders. The land we took is for borders to keep you from being close to us. This is a line that they use. We can't give the land back because this is the borders that you can't come across that border. This big piece of land is the border. We sitting in the middle of these little 3 pieces of land. That's the border. But they're building fucking houses on them borders, right?
Because they got too many people.
Yeah. They don't build houses and businesses on no piece of land, right? They are not no borders. They are like homes for people who want to go to Israel. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to give up those buildings. Okay? They're not going to give them up. So, the only thing that's going to happen here now is all these nations need to get together and knock Israel's ass off. That's all. Because they're not going to give up their land. And if they don't stop, somebody gonna get crazy, and this is what's gonna happen. Israel, I don't care how much weapons she got. I don't care what she got. They got tanks, they've been blowing up them people with the raghead, just doing, killing them people right and left. Okay? There's something gonna happen very bad over there. Something is gonna happen very bad because these nations gonna get together. All except Egypt is gonna get together. And it's going to be over for Israel.
You going to take them out?
They're going to take them out because you can't keep killing them people like that. You can't keep doing that. They're going to take them out.
I don't think it's right either.
Because they all look alike. They need to try to get along.
Right.
The people that built land there. They have built land on those pieces. On that land, they have built homes there. So we let them stay there.
Well, you know the
thing. Why can't they be friends?
Because you know the funny part is?
What?
That,
But Israel ain't giving that land back.
Israel's not giving the land back. First of all, the Palestinians were there for such a long time that they should have, when they made Israel, they should have said, here's some money, go somewhere else. Then they would have owned the land.
No,
but they didn't. They just took the land from these people and said, get off.
Listen. No, they don't need to take the people's land. They need to say, we brothers. Let's live together here.
Right.
Okay? They would have a beautiful thing over there.
And you know what?
It's just like in America here. Look, right. Let's look at America. There is so much we could do together here.
Right.
There is so much in America we could do together, but we don't. We got black people living over here. We got white people living up. I don't want to live with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're poor black people. We don't want to live with you. Okay? But over here, we accept and say, okay, we don't want to live, so what? Okay? We're going out of the block and live someplace else. But there's a lot of people, right? I'm on the street. I'm the only black person on the street. And believe me, they don't want no black people on the street. When these houses get vacant, you ain't going to see no black people renting no house.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They find people that move in. A lot of people that move. Them 3 houses over here have been changed hands 2-3 times. Rental. Those 3 from back to back is rental. You ain't seen no. I'm seeing who going to rent, black person going to rent. I have not seen no black person rent house. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Those houses been rent, and the third one down there was sold. You will not see another black person in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ask yourself, why? There's got to be something going on down there in the office down here
mm-hmm.
that say that you can't And you know what I believe in my heart? That the reason this house is not in my name is that's why. Jerry had to do that. Keep it in his name as a wise thing. So that's why I said when this happens, it's going to have to be done through her. So they're not going to let me go because you had to go and ask people, can you push this out? If I put my name and say, I want to push this out and make this bigger, they're going to turn me down. Mm-hmm. But if she do it,
they answer yes.
Yes. You understand what I'm saying? It's a click here at Meredith. Black people have to live a certain place. They can't live all over Meredith. Believe me when I tell you that. That's a factor. You have an era for you to live in, and you ain't going to the damn place else. Cross that railroad track is where you going to live. You got some living, used to live up on the Meredith Avenue there, but the Green House people living up all over them stores. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see no black people. The only black people that's living, a few black, there's a house on the corner, Prospect there. That's Prospect there. Mm-hmm. There's a big house on the corner there. And there's a few tenants been living there for years, like 20-something years when I first come there. Their children living there. There's no black people on this side of the railroad track but me. You get that?
Mm-hmm. It ain't changing over 20 years.
No. Why am I living here? My name is not on the thing. Your own name is on that thing. That's why I am here. You understand? Because they sat in that kitchen and told me, Mom, they will not accept you. But he didn't say who. He said, they will not accept you here. And I said, great. I don't accept them. They stay the hell in their house, and I stay with mine. Jerry tried his best, Mama, please. Let me find you another place. I was like, no. And he got mad with me. He said, Martha, you're the most stubborn black woman I ever met. I said, no, you lying, because you don't know but one black woman. And that's me. And let me tell you something. If I don't get this house, forget about it. Because I'm going to stay where I am in the project. I'm just happy in my project. I got a nice apartment on it. I got 6 goddamn big rooms, and I'm happy there. It took Jerry a long time. I don't know how he did it. But he got this house for me. But I know everything, the bills and everything, he paid all the bills and everything. There's something going on down there in that courthouse. This paper someplace, you cannot own. Now, I tell you one thing, a black guy lives, but not in this area. There's a black guy worked at the post office for 30-something years. Old black guy, nobody ever seen him now. One black guy worked at the post office. He is so old. He came to me and he told me, he said, listen, buying a house in the neighborhood. And I said, get out of here. Where? He said, over there. So I said, what? Which one of the house? He said, no, they're not going to let me live on Prospect or on Mount Pleasant. I said, but where you at this neighborhood? You know what he is? You see that next block going down there? Know that street there? He is in there. He's in there. But he is out of, you don't know he's in there. He's in there from the post office. Me and him is the only one in this area. Trust me. In this area. Now, what does that tell you?
Oh, I know this town's already fucked up. I know it's fucked up because I know just from going to school here. I know from the fact where they're saying that I was a problem kid.
Right.
But they didn't
want you in that fucking school, that's all.
Yeah, and the thing is that they never thought about all the white kids fucking with me.
Worse than you. They were worse than you. But they didn't want you in the school, so that's what. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Sarah and Victoria is going to put him in special class. They're going to put him in special class. They told Diane last year. Diane went crazy over there, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're letting it slide for a while. They're going to let this child do something so bad that they are going to have to remove her to put her in special class. Now, Marcia had to go to court, right? She went over there kicking somebody's ass. That's so fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, admit your child have a problem. Like Sonny went to therapy for about 9 years mm-hmm. because she was like hypo, very hypo. And I didn't really know how hypo she was until She was not going to Mrs. Bowen. I was going to Mrs. Bowen. And Miss Bowen told me, said, you see that desk? My desk? She said, when Sonny first came here, Sonny used to run and leap across that desk. She said it. She was so scared of me to death. Said, Miss Harris, I was so scared that she would hurt herself. Right? Said Sonny would say, watch me leap across that chair. Said, if I could get to her, she'd be undid the leap. She said, what I did was when she come through that door, you let her come through that door, she said, I gotta have my hands on her hand. Said, what I do, she said, I'm pulling my coat off and holding her while I get my coat off, right? Uh-huh. She said, then what I do, I get down on the floor with her. So we sit down on the floor, because I have to be in reach of her. Cannot let her. She said, my eye will go in holding her hands. You know, because she said, you know, I was so scared she gonna hurt herself, you know?
Yeah, but
I'm like, and no, what she said, I wanna take her out to for a snack or ice cream or something. Mm-hmm. She said, last time I took some of my ice cream, she ordered this ice cream with so much on the thing. She said, half of it fell off on the floor.
What kids are greedy?
No, she wasn't greedy, she was pressing that I was. Scoop of that, I want a scoop of that. Yeah. So my son, they said, yeah, I want it, I want it. And she'd get all upset if, you know. She said, I can't because I'm going to get ice cream.
Look, that's Phoenix.
I know, she know, that's what she wants. That's what she wants, somebody to lay all over, right? Let me tell you something, baby.
This is love.
Yeah.
This is love.
You know, I'm listening.